Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chavav Amud Beis of Maseches Chagiga. We are holding up the Mishnah on the very bottom of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to continue to discuss the halachos of Tumas Maga of an Amah Aretz after Regel is over. Ketan Ma'avir and Altaras Azara. How would they be Mitar the Azara after the Regel is over? Matbilin Asakelim Shoyi B'Mikdash. They would tovel all the Kelim in the Mikdash Va'omrin Lahem, and they would say to the Kohanim Amei Aretz during the Regel, when they would come into the Heichal over Regel, Hizaru, they would say, you guys have to try to be very careful, Shelo Tigu B'Shulchan, that you don't touch the Shulchan of Lechem HaPanim, because there's no way to be Matbil that, like you can all the other Kalim of the Mikdash, because you can't move it in order to be Matbil it from Tumas Amei Aretz, because the Pasuk says, V'nasat al Shulchan Lechem HaPanim Lefanai Tamid. Kol HaKalim Shebe Mikdash Hayilam Shni Hayu Every kli in the Beis HaMikdash had a backup kli and a second backup kli, a third string kli, that just in case the first one became tame, that they had to be able to bring the replacements. Every kli in the Mikdash requires tevila and Harav Shemesh after Yantif, because of Kohanim Amei Aretz touching it, except for the Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which are not Mekabel Tumah, because the Pasuk calls it a Mizbeach Adama, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. V'cham Ramnei Shein Metzupin. And the Chum say because they are lined with, they're plated with metal. So Tana, they would tell the Kohanim Amei Aretz that came into the Heichal on Yantiv, Hizaru, Shematugu B'Shulchan and B'Menorah, be very careful not to touch the Shulchan and the Menorah, and be Mitami them, and we're not going to be able to be Tovel them, so you have to be very careful not to touch it. V'tani Dan my time Tani Menorah. So in this Brisa, it added something. Not just that we would tell them not to touch the Shulchan, but we would tell them, don't even touch the Menorah. How come in our Mishnah we didn't mention the Menorah? So it says, Gemara, because Shulchan Ksiv Bei, Tamid. The Shulchan, it says, the Pasuk says, Lechem Panim Lefanai, Tamid. So the Tana, the Mishnah holds that Dafka on the Shulchan, they have to be very careful not to be Metame it, because there's no way to move it away, since the bread has to constantly be on it. There's no way to bring it to Ovel. Menorah looks at Batamid, but it doesn't say anywhere that the menorah has to be lit Tamid. If it always had to be lit, then in a chinami, there would be no way to tovel it. So that's why it disagrees. The Tan of our Mishnah disagrees with the Tan of the Braisa and holds that they would only warn them about the Shulchan and not about the menorah. So I asked Gemara v'idach, and the Tan of the Braisa holds that they would warn them about the menorah as well. It doesn't say Tamid by the menorah. Well, kivin d'chsiv ves ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan, since it says that the menorah is across from the Shulchan, it means so long as the Shulchan is there, the menorah has to be opposite it. Command Chsiv Batamidami. And therefore it says if it said Tamid, because so long as the Shulchan is there, the menorah's got to be opposite it, so you can't move one without the other. The Idach and the Tan of our Mishnah would say, Ha'ulik Va'ala Makam Udasad. No, it's not telling us that whenever the Shulchan's there, the menorah has to be opposite it. It's just identifying the general location of the menorah as it relates to the Shulchan. So it says Marva, typically to create Asulinachas, who we call creates Asulinachas, Lomitama. Why do they have to warn them not to touch the Shulchan? Shouldn't we learn that the Shulchan is not even Mekabel Tumah anyway? Because the Shulchan is a creates Asulinachas, it's meant to stay in one place. And the rule is that any creates that's meant to stay in one place is not Metame, my timer. Why is it not metame? Because kli eitz, in order for it to be mekabel tumah, dumya desak biinon, has to be similar to sak. That the pasuk says that v'kol asher yipal alav mehem bimosam yitma mikol kli eitz obeged or osak. So we make a hekish between a kli eitz that's mekabel tumah and sak. So we learn from there. Ma sak mitaltel malivreikam, just like a sak is something that could be, sak means sackcloth. It could be moved both when it's full and when it's empty. Afkol mitalta molivrekam. So to any kli eitz that's mentioned in the pasuk is mekabel tumah only if it's of a size that could be moved even when it is full. But a kli eitz that's asur lenachas, which is not moved both full and empty, rather stays in one place, is not mekabel tumah. So why do we need to warn these amei aretz kohanim not to touch the shulchan? Even if they do touch the shulchan, it should not be mekabel tumah. So Gemara answers, says, Hainami mitaltal maliv rekam hu, because the shulchan is mitaltal maliv rekam. Why? When do we ever move it? Kidresh Lakish. Because according to Resh Lakish, his teaching, sure we do. Dam Resh Lakish, maidachziv ala shulchan atahar. Why does the Torah say ala shulchan atahar? Mechal shu tameh. That implies that it can become tameh. By calling it tahar, you're implying that it might be tameh at points. Va'amai, why is the shulchan considered to be something that could become tameh? Kli yitzhasu l'nachasu v'ena mekabel tuma. After all, isn't it a kli yitzhasu l'nachas which cannot be mekabel tuma? El melamit shemagbiin also umarin bo la'olei regalim lechem apanim. It must be that they pick up the shulchan and they show the olei regalim the lechem apanim. Va'omrin lahem, and they say to them, ru'u. Look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and your mitzvos. Siluko kisiduro. That even when the lechem apanim is moved from the shulchan, it is as fresh and warm as when it is placed on the shulchan, even though it's a week old bread. Tamar b'shem Levi, neis kadol nasab lechem apanim kisiduro kach siluko shremar, lasum lechem chom ki biyom hilakcho. That we darshan as if it says biyom hilakcho, it is still hot, that on the day that they take it off of the shulchan, it's still fresh and warm, and that is one of the great nisim of the Beis Hamikdash. So says the Gemara. The Gemara says, why do I need to learn from the pasuk Shulchan Atar that the Shulchan is Mekabel Tuma? Because it calls it Hatahar. Anyway, it should be able to be Mekabel Tuma because it's Mitzupa B'Zahav. And the Zav is Mekabel Tuma even if it's not moved at all. So shouldn't the whole Kli become Tame because of the Tzipoy? So the Gemara brings a Raya that Tumas HaKli is Nikva based on the Tzipoy of the Kli, and therefore the Shulchan should be subject to Tuma anyway, even without a Gzeres HaKasuv. Hashulchan vadulfliki. If you have a shulchan and a folding chair that has leather around it, shenifchasu, that breaks and it can no longer be used, o shechifan or b'shayish, or you surround it with marble, so it now has the status of a kli avanim, which is not mekabel tuma. V'shir behem, and nevertheless you leave a little bit that you don't cover. Kosos, the place where you put the kosos down on the table, tame, it's still going to be mekabel tuma because it could still be used for its original purpose. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, makom anachas hachatichos, not enough to leave the place for the kosos, you have to also leave a place for pieces of bread or meat, and only then is it called a shulchan or a dulfaki. But what you see from the Mishnah is that a kli becomes batel to the tzipuyo shel kli, to that which lines the kli, that which plates the kli, because if you would cover the shulchan, the entire shulchan, with marble, then it would have a din of a stone kli, of a kli avanim. So if we said that the dinim of tumah are nikva based on the tzipoy of the kli, well then anyway the shulchan should be tameh based on the fact that it is lined with gold. So the Gemara tries to answer. Maybe you'll say, well, no. Normally a kli will become batel to whatever is mitzapa the kli. But over here, it's atzi shitim, is a very expensive kind of wood. It's not just going to become batel to some gold on the outside. That works very well if you assume that the Mishnah about sipoy being batel the kli is only by kelim that are not so chashuv. But by more chashuv a kelim, lo batli, it wouldn't be batel, so then shapir, then you could give such a teretz. El Rabbi Yochanan, but if you say like Rabbi Yochanan that even really chashuva kelim become batel, nami batli they also become batel. Then Michael and Meimer. Then what's your teretz going to be? So the Gemara tries a different teretz. V'chi tema kan, the Mishnah over here where it says the kli is batel to the tzipoy is b'tzipoy omed, where the tzipoy is attached to the kli really well with nails or something, and therefore it's considered part of the ikar kli. And kan in the shulchan tzipoy she'eno omed. It's talking about a tzipoy, the shulchan is surrounded with gold, but it's not hammered into the kli, and it's not attached to the kli, and therefore the shulchan doesn't become batel to the tzipoy because they're not really connected to each other. Well, habay minei Reish Lakish mar b'yochan b'tzipoy omed or b'tzipoy she'enu omed, but didn't he ask whether the kli is batel gabi the tzipoy even when it's not omed? And he also asked him, b'chofes levaz v'zav, when the tzipoy covers even the edges of the shulchan around it, only then is it batel to the shulchan, or b'she'enu chafes levazu zav, or even if it doesn't cover the edges. V'amalei lo shem tzipoyim, lo shem tzipoy she'enu amed, lo shem chafes levazu zav, lo shem she'enu chafes levazu zav. That it doesn't make a difference. So you can't be mechalik between the shulchan and the mikdash, and the shulchan that's mentioned in the Mishnah. And the kasha therefore still stands. Why do you need a drush of Reish Lakish to teach me that a shulchan is not asu l'nachas, and is mekabel tuma, even if it is asu l'nachas is mekabel tuma because of the tzipoy of zahav? So the Gemara now moves on to another answer, but we'll save that for tomorrow's Amud. Let's just go through the main points for today's Amud. So main point number one on Chavav Amud Beis, it's impossible to be Matar a Shulchan, and therefore, and according to one opinion, even a menorah, and therefore they would make sure the Amei Aretz never touch it over the course of Regel, of the Regel. And we said a shulchan is metaltel maliv reikam. The shulchan in the mikdash is considered to be metaltel maliv reikam because they used to lift it up to show the freshness of the bread to the ole regalim. And then third main point, a shulchan is not tame because we had a couple of suggestions of why a shulchan isn't tame anyway based on the tzipui, meaning even if it wasn't metaltel maliv reikam, it shouldn't be tame anyway because of the tzipui. So one possibility is because the Torah calls it eitz and therefore it has a din of a kli eitz. And we have machlokes of Yorkshire and Reish Lakish, if an eitz that's chashuv, that's mitzupa, has a din of a kli eitz, or the kli, or it has a din of a kli that's made out of the tzipui. But an eitz that's eno chashuv is definitely going to have a din of the tzipui. It's definitely going to be batel to the tzipui. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the last three words of Chavav and Beis, Ela Shaini Shulchan.